flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Well, that was a strange fact from Boomer Esiason. I wasn't expecting to hear.
Yeah, unnecessary. I didn't need that,
Boomer. Nonsense.
We're about to break the Kirk Cousins curse. That. Take that.
Need that garbage? Doesn't speak
garbage.
Well to Kirk.
Garbage. That's the word. Yeah. Garbage.
Doesn't speak well to Kirk Cousins, though. So, good morning. How's everyone doing? Joe Cameron, John Rich. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Well, the Eagles and Chiefs, it's coming into focus. You know, 4 days. This is the first day that I wake up and feel like it's getting close. It's getting close. It is. 4 days now. So, look, more press conferences yesterday. We'll dig into them. Obviously, your phone calls and all of it. Joel Embiid, he dug in last night and played very well. Triple-double, Sixers win. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
How do you play like that when you're just coming off injury? Man,
that was impressive. Amazing. He's already out for tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow, so he's hurt? No.
It's the plan.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Charlie Brown's father was a barber.
How about that? Where's that from?
Never heard that in my life.
I mean, where?
And look at Charlie Brown's hair.
Well,
Charlie
Brown's tough scene.
Barber dad was neglectful of his son's hair.
Yeah, it was messy. No one was worse than Linus.
It was messy, and it wasn't even there.
That was part of
the balding wiggle in the front.
Yeah, that was sort of.
And he was like a child. It shouldn't look like that.
Well, I think he was a child.
Yes, he was definitely.
So I don't think he was like a child.
He, but he seemed like things wore on him to where he was more.
He was an old soul.
You know what he was? A Philadelphia sports fan.
He'd been The football kept getting pulled out from under him. It feels right.
He'd been through the ringer. All right, so guys, let's get to it. Let's have some fun today, obviously, getting close to kickoff in 4 days. You know, a question that I just want to pose, John, to you and everyone right out of the gate, and it's a question I think that should be posed. I guess I shouldn't say has to be posed, but should be posed. And it's something I've thought a lot about over the last couple of days. And I'm just curious, Sean, where you stand and everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I just wonder if we are underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe a bit, maybe a lot. I mean, just I'm asking that to everyone. I'm asking that to you. You're listening at 215-592-9494. Are we underestimating KC? Look, guys, we know we love the Eagles. We know they're our team. KC's not our team. We know the Eagles are really good. We all know Kansas City's really good. I also know, I still think here, and we've had 8 full shows since the matchup was set, you know, 5 shows last week, 3 shows this week. I still don't think we've had anybody, that has called it and said Kansas City is going to win the game. Kansas City's slight favorite. John Ritchie, I turn to you. I ask you a question, and I ask everyone to just keep it real a little bit here today. Try to keep it real. John Ritchie, are we underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs?
Absolutely. We are underestimating the Chiefs. This Chiefs team was 15-2. That's the best record.
And really 15-1. They didn't try the last game. They were 15-1.
They were 15-1.
Yeah.
15-2 is the best record of any Mahomes and Chiefs and Reed team. So 15-1, even better. They're the world champs until they aren't. You know, they have been the world champs 2 years in a row. That is a rare trait, and they're about to try to distinguish themselves as the only team to ever do this 3 times in a row. So, yeah, they're really good. And what distinguishes this team is their ability to eke out those close wins. And this Chiefs team, that record, 17 consecutive games decided by one score, that streak – It's really impressive. It goes back past this season. It goes back into the 2023 season. So there's five games in 2023, one score, wins. But 11 in this 2024 season were one score wins. And then that victory over the Bills in the AFC Championship game, 32-29, they won the close games. But they also weren't blowing people out.
They don't seem nearly as impressive as a typical 15-1 team would be. You'd think they'd be smoking teams.
They don't overwhelm people like some KC teams have been able to do. But that, again, it doesn't mean they're worse at winning. The record proves that they're not worse at winning. It's quite the opposite. But they have so much confidence.
Well, let me ask you this question.
They don't panic. Yeah. The question is, are we able, how close can we come to matching that confidence? They know how to protect the ball and how it affects the outcome of the game, just like we do. Yep. We both do a great job with that. But I don't know, we have so much more talent on our roster, it feels like.
All right, so let me, so hold on, table that for 1 second. So again, I want everyone to answer the question as best you can. Are we underestimating KC? Keep it real as best you can. Are we underestimating them? 215-592-9494. But John, I'm struck by your answer of yes, but also I know you're picking the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why, even though you acknowledge there's been a sort of a little bit of a misidentification in KC, why are you picking the Eagles?
Despite the fact that this KC team feels even more reliant on their defense than even that 2022 Kansas City team that we saw in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like that was the first time their defense really sort of did it for them in Kansas City. And remember, they had a lot of youth on the outside, on the back end of things. That's why I think that there's that parallel to what we're doing now. I love that parallel, and it feels like our defense will be able to maintain what the Chiefs have been able to do. But the reason that, Joe, that I absolutely believe we win this game, despite the fact that they know how to win close games, is we overwhelm. We, meaning our run game, our offensive line, the scheme planned out by Jeff Stoutland, the world's best running back, and just a mound and mass and wall of humanity that moves faster and more explosively than anything anyone's ever seen, our offensive line, we are going to mash them until they can't hold up
to the clock
longer.
Runs out. You think the Eagles are just going to run out the clock and have the lead and win the game?
Yes, we can do that consistently. We will do that consistently. Think about the fact that we're not holding anything back. So it's not just Saquon, it's our quarterback also getting after it on the ground, opening things up for Saquon, but also opening things up for himself through the air. This is going to look so different when guys are just letting everything rip because it's the Super Bowl. This team is so talented. It's so exciting to me to think about the way they're going to let caution go. You know, just let their worries fly.
Mahomes has been doing it too. He's running a lot. Mahomes has been running a lot in the playoffs. And he needs to more
and
than he used to.
He will continue to extend drives, and it's going to frustrate us. But our quarterback does that too.
Right.
And when he needs to, it'll be timely, and he'll extend the drive. It's going to be a back and forth. Score, score,
sure.
Score, score. But we will overpower. They can't hold up. They can't keep it continuous the way that we can with the brutality, with the consistent brutality that we can maintain. Yes, they can maintain excellence, schematic excellence, and you got Patrick Mahomes slinging it around. But, you know, I believe what we do is more maintainable.
Okay, all right.
And they can't stop it.
Look, I ask everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, first and foremost, weigh in on any aspect of this game. I mean, the emotional side, what you're thinking, feeling, the whole deal. We all know it. The fascinating aspects within it, all of it. But I do think on this Wednesday, as we get closer to kickoff, knowing that I don't think anyone has picked Kansas City on our show, and I don't mean us, I mean anybody, are we underestimating them? I think the simple answer is, of course we are. Of course we're underestimating the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, of course. There's no question we are. You know, like, just as a, for instance, I hear a lot of belief in the Eagles based on, you know, well, all the Eagles do is win. Put another way, the Birds find a way. Well, so do the Chiefs. A little bit more, by the way. A little bit more. Not a ton more, but a little bit more. You know, one thing I'd say about Kansas City is that Mahomes is Jordan. He is. He's Jordan. Mahomes is Jordan. So I just want people to know that's how I view him. I think he's probably the best football player of all time. And I just, so like,
it's not probably.
Well,
it's okay. Lock it in.
All right. So there's, and look, there's other elements to this whole thing. I mean, you know, we talk obviously, and everyone references Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and Chris Jones and Spags. Bang! Yeah, they got some other players. They got a guard who's probably about to be the highest paid guard in football when the season's over. He's going to surpass Landon Dickerson. I mean, that's a massive matchup in there, him and Jalen Carter. You know,
Xavier Worthy's good.
Well,
their rookie wide receiver,
put too
he
much
deserves
in him.
Respect.
Look, it's a fascinating matchup.
They have to use him. He's the best that
they've
got. Well,
no, they do. And look, I am picking the Eagles. I just hope, James, I just hope I'm picking the Eagles for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. The reasons I feel like I'm picking them are Eagles offensive line, Saquon Barkley, Eagles defense. I just want you to know that's, honest to God, James, why I feel like I'm picking the Eagles. But I also know and many of us have a tendency through the years to pick our team in the championship round because we've seen our team play every game. We love our team, and we want our team to win. James, keep it real with me. Are we underestimating Kansas City?
Sure, I don't care. I mean, you know, Tim Mahomes. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, you know, all that matters.
You think the Knicks weren't tired of dealing with Jordan?
I don't think it matters if
the Pacers weren't tired of dealing with Jordan.
We can underestimate them all we want. As long as the Philadelphia Eagles and those players in that locker room don't, which I guarantee you they are not underestimating the team that just lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like, who cares? Like, I'm sick of it. Like, I get it. Mahomes and Reed. I say it every time I talk about the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, I get it. Like, we're the better football team. Like, we are better.
This year.
We're better this year.
Let me ask you this question. James, were the Eagles better 2 years ago?
I thought they were.
I still think they were.
No, I don't know.
It's just notable
they
didn't
win. Let's put it this way. I think the Eagles are better now than they were 2 years ago.
I agree.
Definitively better. Like, on pretty much every level, I think the Eagles are better this season. Plus, they have the experience of the last time around. Like, I don't care. I don't care about the stupid Chiefs. I'm done with it.
All right, look.
I'm done with Mahomes and Reed. And like, all they do is win. Like, enough. Guess what? They've lost in the Super Bowl, too. Tom Brady kicked their ass.
Yeah, he did.
I'm interested to see how people perceive Nick Sirianni after he beats Andy Reid.
Well,
the Super Bowl
perception nationally will change. That'll be fascinating. I mean, if that occurs. And look, guys, I think it's a coin flip. I'm just telling you. I think it's a coin flip. I lean Eagles. I've told you from the start, Eagles. But, I mean, anybody that doesn't start with this thing being basically a coin flip, I think is a little delusional. I really believe that. I mean, guys, the line's 1.5, and it's been 1.5 for 10 days. It's a coin flip. Yeah, it was a strange day from a Sixers standpoint, you know, in a lot of ways. I mean, they trade one Martin. They might trade the other Martin. Joel plays well. Feels like the Sixers are beginning a process to strip it down, but Joel comes back on the same day, and then after the game, it's announced he's out tonight.
It's so annoying.
And they've been beating people. Like, they've been
playing. Say it again, Jen?
And they've been
playing. Well, they lost two prior to this.
They've been playing. Okay, but they've been playing better than we thought.
Not really.
They've been playing with no one out there on the court.
They're 10 games below 500. I don't agree with your comment.
Doesn't reflect it.
Yeah.
They've been playing surprisingly scrappily.
Well, they have a bunch of scrubs.
No one out
there. Scrubs that have to try
their
hardest.
Scrubs, they're trying really hard.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
All right. You don't care about that?
By the way, Seltzer,
I don't either.
I mean, I appreciate
Seltzer,
that they're trying.
Seltzer, you know what poll we got to do at some point? Not this week because we're too eagled up. Which team does have a better chance of the playoffs, Sixers or Flyers?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Is that
can
a third
we put
choice?
An option if as we, who cares? Because that would be my vote.
All right, let's go to the phone. So the Eagles, obviously the big deal, 4 days to game day. By the way, AMA today at noon. Actually, noon. What am I saying? What am I, back in the midday show? What is going on? AMA.
Wow, been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, that's what it used to be.
You did that with Hammer early on. I feel like when we first moved to mornings, you would say noon for Hammer.
Maybe my brain is Fritz as we approach the Super Bowl. Good thing I'm not coaching in the game. Yeah. All right, AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer.
What will you be doing at noon?
Check the schedule.
The schedule's complicated. All right. So look, here's.
Oh, really? You got a lot on the schedule. There's like a thank you note. Call someone.
Did you see the tweet I put out yesterday?
No, I didn't. What was it?
I'm going to take a phone call, James, while you look the tweet
up. Okay, good.
And then
after the
call, I want you to comment on the tweet out yesterday.
What? Have you been keeping up with your promise that you've been working out?
No.
Keeping healthier?
No.
Eating better?
A little bit.
Taking care of your, like, physical health?
A little bit, but not enough. Not nearly enough. I admit that.
But you just started the year, and you've already started.
They always say the second Friday is when. Yeah, second Friday is when people
take a call, so I can comment on this tweet, please.
Okay, fine. All right, 215-592-9494. Are we underestimating the Chiefs? Busy and big show. We'll get to so much of it as we move through it. AMA though is what I was trying to say. It's 7, so get the questions in. What do you want to know? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line coming up in about 40 minutes. Let's kick it off with Tom in Dover. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, everybody. How everybody doing?
Doing well, Tom.
Very excited, Tom.
Hey, listen, Joe.
What?
I've been listening. You know, I listen to the radio all day, every day for some odd reason. But you know, you're my main guy.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, I don't want that version of Jordan. That the version you want, because Jordan never lost. Mahomes has lost.
I'm going to keep it real. That's not accurate. Even if you want to say once Jordan got going and won that first title, he did get. You know, he did lose to the Magic in 95, so, you know.
You always like to flip stuff. We're talking championship Jordan. So Jordan never lost, period.
All right, so the bad boys never beat him. That's right.
We're talking championships, Joe.
Well, okay, well then specify in the finals. You're right. He never lost in the finals. That is accurate.
So that's the version. That's the version of Jordan that I want. That's
okay.
Not the version of Mahomes. Mahomes has lost, okay? And I've been listening to Joe, and I did call one day. And I want you – it's another thing that I want to contradict.
Why? What did I say now?
You keep saying the turnover that Jalen had in the last Super Bowl cost us the game.
Well, it was a huge factor in the game. There's no one play, but that was a big one.
Listen to this, Joe.
What?
And it's been discussed on a lot of other shows. The turnover happened in the first half. We went into the locker room at halftime winning by 10.
I understand. Should have won anyway, but we can't act like that wasn't a contributing factor to the loss, Tom. It was massive.
We lost the first game, Joe, was the punt return. The big punt return and the holding penalty on Bradford.
I know, and the field. I know.
And the
defense
and all that stuff.
All that stuff. And the guy that jumped off sides and made a 3rd-and-1, a 3rd-and-6, and Sirianni punting when he should have gone for it. Like, we can give you a bunch of reasons. But let's not act like Jalen wasn't that one play. Let's not act like that one play wasn't a huge factor, Tom. Come on.
We took the ball over. We got the ball back. Went right back down the
floor. I know.
Okay,
Tom, you're bugging me today. What is this, man? What is this?
I agree with Tom. I think it gets overplayed, the fumble.
Oh, James, it was 7 points.
It was 7 points, but again, they were up 10 at halftime, and then we go back and we're like, well, they lost because of that. It's
just
like,
a fumble.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They were up
10
points at halftime. Like, it's like pointing to something that happened in the first quarter. Like, in a game that ended 3 points.
I'm well aware.
I know they all count, but when people talk about it, it's the first thing that gets mentioned the vast majority of the time. And I think that's outrageous. I think the field, I think the flag, I think the way the defense played in the second half. But I think that was all more a reason
they lost in
the fumble.
Comment on my tweet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do you have any comment about this
tweet? Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's watching Mary Tyler Moore. It's Super Bowl week, and you're at home watching Mary Tyler Moore tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Yo, I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Correct.
Well, Mo Green.
John, Mo Green from The Godfather.
It is wild. I had no idea.
As a guy interested in Mary Tyler.
Mo Green was on a lot of TV shows, that actor. Like, he is like a go-to of that generation,
from what I understand.
Like, all those shows, you know.
I couldn't believe it. Mo Green, a suitor for Mary Tyler.
Do you know who I am?
Correct.
Mo Green.
You get shot through the glasses.
Right through the eye, man.
It's tremendous.
It's tough for Mo.
But you felt the need to broadcast your... the fact that you're watching Mary Tyler Moore
right now. Yeah.
How many episodes did you get in yesterday?
I only have about, well, yesterday just one, but I only have about 10 more to go, and I'm through the whole series.
What? How big is the series?
7 seasons.
It's taken you a really long time for this one.
Well, that's, I'm watching
can't
that.
Can't be that great.
That, it's not that great, but it's, but look.
So why do you keep
going?
Well, first off, history.
Do you know how many TV shows I've watched like 3 episodes of or 6 episodes and been like, I'm out.
Badge,
I don't have time for
badge
this.
Badge of honor. I get a certificate at the end of watching shows.
From who?
God. It's like Joelle with God.
Yes.
Wait till I give you the audio with Joelle. All right, coming up next, what Joelle Embiid said last night about God. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevy, they are proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question today. Is Patrick Mahomes the best football player ever? Just want to get a sense of what we're dealing with. Is Mahomes the best? Obviously, can't have the accomplishment of Brady. Hasn't played as long. But is he actually the best player? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
Can you believe we're already having that discussion, by the way?
It's
like we just crowned Brady, you know?
I mean,
yeah.
No, that's a good point. It'd be a fairly fast baton.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Montana to Brady felt like a long time, you know?
That happened around 2014. When Brady got the fourth.
It felt like Atlanta was the one where everyone was like, all right, completely and totally done, you know?
Yeah, well, that was the
17 or 16, I mean.
Yeah, that one was his, I don't know, fifth or fourth or something like that, whatever the hell it was. All right, also, when you call in today.
There were some who were saying Mahomes was going to be the next big thing right out the gate.
Well, not enough people said it. I'll tell you that.
Not right out the gate.
He would have been drafted in the top five, and he
Richie
wasn't.
Richie said it early in his career, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Like, you. I don't.
John said Mahomes was better than Brady like a while ago.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But that's more.
Oh, I thought you were saying that he'd be good coming in at pros.
No. Like a few years into his career, John said, yeah.
Yeah, like maybe 2 seasons into his career, John's like,
early is the point.
Yeah, this guy's going to be better than Brady.
A lot of that had to do with the fact that I think Brady is less good than you do baseline to begin with.
I think Brady was amazing. All right, here's the deal. Today when you call in a shot to win, 3 different prizes, or actually 4 different prizes, but 3 we give away today. So the 3 we give away today are an Eagles hat, a pair of Eagles glass tumblers, and a $50 Visa gift card. Nice combination of prizes. But the big prizes are 2 that were given away on Friday, and you have a shot to win one of them in our grand prize drawings coming up on Friday. One of them is a Jalen Hurts autographed Kelly Green jersey, and another grand prize is a Brandon Graham autographed jersey. So you have to win today in order to be eligible to win the grand prize drawing on Friday. Here's how we're giving away the 3 that we are giving away today and how you can win them. So, obviously, the game's in 4 days, and before the game, you know, there's decisions to make, including as the Eagles run out of the tunnel and come firing out on the field, the city of Philadelphia's fired up, and about 35,000 fans of the stadium's fired up because they're Eagles fans. We ask you today, what song should the Eagles come out of the tunnel to? Millions of songs. Pick the song that the Philadelphia Eagles should come out of the tunnel to, whoever says what we determine to be the best. And James will be able to play a bunch of them through the show. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of heavy hitters. Probably a lot of, you know, rock and rap probably going to be in here. It's not going to be Sesame Street, I'll tell you that. John Ritchie, when you...
No, it probably won't be.
John, when you... by the way, I did see that one time
sunny
at a game.
Days.
I saw a team... So the Soul were playing on the road. I was announcing the Soul games. And the opposing team, when the Soul ran out, had the Sesame
Chasing
Street
the
and Barney.
Away.
And the Barney song. It was unbelievable. It was like their little thing.
Wow.
It was kind of funny. All right, John, what would be...
Not intimidating.
They're making fun of him. John, what would be a... what would be a great, intimidating song for the Eagles to run out to?
Just think about the words. Think about the sounds for Voodoo Child, Slight Return, Jimi Hendrix. Think about the sounds, but then the words. I stand up next to a mountain and I chop it down with the edge of my hand. I stand up next to a mountain and I chop it down with the edge of my hand and I pick up all the pieces and I make an island, and on that island are the Philadelphia Eagles with the Super Bowl trophy in their hands.
Here's my problem with it. I like the way you leaned into it. Problem is, I bet you half the guys don't know that song. Long time ago.
Wow.
Long time ago.
Okay.
Seltzer, what song should they run out to?
I'm all about hate. You know, in this one.
That's good.
This song came up on the show recently. It's the most hateful song I've ever heard. Hit 'em up.
Yeah, hit him up big time. You'd have to really, really, really edit that one down a little bit.
Rhea, or not. Just bring it. Let's go.
Rhea, what song? Then we get Lori. Like,
I'm
suspended.
Going total cheese factor. Okay. I mean, like super cheese with a movie I know you hate. Mm-hmm. That's why I picked it.
Okay.
And remember the Titans when they come out and they're singing We Are the Titans, the Mighty, Mighty Titans.
Oh, boy.
Just sub out the Eagles.
That is cheese.
Have it all choreographed.
Can you imagine them singing it?
Yes!
And then we. Like,
yes!
Oh, my God. That'd be
dancing,
ridiculous.
It would be hysterical.
All right. So I'm going to say this without giving you one specific song. There's an artist I have in mind. I don't know the names of all the songs. I just know there's one artist I have in mind. We'll see if someone says that artist. I'll be surprised.
Because
I don't know a lot of names of songs. Like, what do I know names of songs? I just, I know what songs I like and I know songs I don't like.
They're not coming out to the one that, you know, your 500-year-old song.
No.
Oh, the battle hymn of the Republic.
It's not going to be that.
Let's go.
All right, give me a big,
fire them up.
Big time answer. What song should they run out of the tunnel to? Also, something Joel Embiid said. We'll get to that shortly. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Kenny calling from East Oak Lane. Good morning, Kenny.
What's happening, morning team?
Man.
Hi, Kenny.
Quite a bit, buddy.
I have the amount of sleep I haven't gotten tossing and turning waiting for the Super Bowl is ridiculous.
It really is.
It really is ridiculous. Like, my stomach is in knots. I'm not nervous, but I just can't wait for Sunday.
Yeah, I know. I know. And
sure that's not nervous?
No, it's not nervous.
It's good butterflies.
I am not nervous.
No, there's productive. There's productive agitation. There's productive nerves.
Right. I mean, it could be. I'll look into it.
that's
but
good,
listen,
man. Yeah.
I want you. I don't know if I'm just. There's a stillness about this team right now that it's calming. I like, even though we have a lot of young talent that, you know, this is the first time they've been on a stage of this magnitude. They have this air about them like, I've been here. I'm here for business.
I agree.
All of these lights and flashing things are cute.
Kenny, I agree with you. Kenny, let me give you a fact that I find encouraging. So normally, and I think it speaks to sort of what you're referencing there. Normally when a team's an underdog, particularly in a big game, coach will use it. You know, I mean, just use it. Mm-hmm. We asked Sirianni last week if he's using the underdog thing, and he basically said no. And, you know, what I like about that is born out of confidence. Like, I think the fact that the Eagles are a slight underdog is so irrelevant in their brains because I do believe they're very confident. Not overconfident. Not like, hey, we got this no matter what. KC's chumps. Like, I'm sure they're not thinking that. But I kind of like that Sirianni's not using the underdog thing because that tells me they are dialed in and all those externals are irrelevant.
Right.
You know, Landon Dickerson just wants to go out there and hit somebody.
Exactly. I think that they should walk out with briefcases because they are there to do work and do business.
That's a great line.
That would be pretty good.
They just all walked out like
with briefcases.
It's phenomenal.
That's pretty good. All right, so do you have a song to go along with that walk out with briefcases?
I do, and it's The Big Payback by James Brown.
All right, my man. Kenny.
Well, that's good, The Big
Kenny,
Payback.
Fantastic
call.
You know what to add to Kenny's thing about, you know, how they're acting? There's also the youth on this team.
Mm-hmm.
That they just, sometimes you're too young
sometimes.
To know any better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you know, the veterans know what to expect. Jalen know what to expect. But you've got Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, and it's just like the way they've won this year so much, they're like, yeah, we're just supposed to win.
So I agree. I will say, a guy like Saquon, though, I see on the other side of that from this standpoint. He knows what it's like to lose a lot.
Yes.
And he knows how hard it is to get there. So I would say he has, in all likelihood, a very different mindset.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, he went through mud to
but
get here.
That may just propel him even more to go, like, look what I went from one season to the next.
I totally agree. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up in 1 minute, what Joel Embiid said after the game last night, and it concerned me, to be honest with you. What Joel said after a big-time performance, we'll get to that next.
Benari Jewelers says, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. But this week, the entire city of Philly is extraordinary, right? It's electric because that big game's around the corner. The team at Benari, they're diehard fans. So to help celebrate our trip to New Orleans, the team won't be the only ones getting rings after the game. Oh, no. That's because Benari said, let's do something super in honor of our team. Ready for this? Benari is giving you the chance to score a breathtaking lab-grown Marquise Diamond engagement ring. How amazing is that? And they won't make you snag a pick or run, snag a pick six or run 2,000 yards, if you know what I mean. This is easy. To win that stunning ring, all you need to do is head over to their Instagram page, at Benari Jewelers Official, right now, and check out the giveaway post for your chance to win big. At Benari Jewelers Official. Don't miss out. Enter Benari's engagement ring giveaway right now and put a ring on it like a champion.
All right, Jodi Cameron, John Ritchie, obviously getting ready for Sunday. So, you know, every once in a while, we just, for a minute, tap into a different topic because there are a few other things going on in sports. And one is that Joel played last night. And I want to play some audio for you of what he said, you know, last night, because while he played very well, he said something yesterday that really concerned me big picture for his career in the Sixers. And I do feel bad for him because I think he's been legitimately injured. We all know he doesn't have the greatest will. Everybody knows that. There's no sugarcoating that. But it strikes me like what you're about to hear is audio that speaks to an athlete whose spirit has been further broken beyond what we even knew. And this disturbed me. Here's Joel last night.
You spoke about the unpredictability of how your knee feels with 33 regular season games left. What can you expect in terms of your availability over those 33 games?
I don't know. Wish I could play every game. You know, my goal is to be available and play every game. Whatever God decides, you know, from that point on, you know, I can't control it. I can only control what I can do every single day, what I should focus on, what keeps me on the floor, and whatever happens, happens. I don't really worry about, you know, how many games I'm going to play and, you know, how much I'm going to be available. The goal is to be available every single night. And if God wants it to happen, good. If it doesn't, I mean, you know, back to the drawing board.
You know, when I heard that, I thought, oh, man, this is worse than I even thought. Because, and look, I don't want to make this a God conversation. It's not my intent. My point is this. He sounds to me like he's on the road to Andrew Luck. I'm not saying he's going to retire and leave $150 million on the table. Okay, I'm not saying that. But, John, he strikes me when I hear that like an athlete who's so beaten down by the injuries that the will, which was never the greatest will, may never even get back to what it was.
Well, I don't remember hearing.
Because now it's like in God's
like
hands and all. It's like, oh man,
Has he spoken like that before?
Not that
like
I remember.
Leaving it to a higher power. I don't remember that.
Yeah. So I just thought.
I guess can take it that way, the way that you're taking it, yeah. Where he's sort of like fatalistic about it.
Yep.
He's saying, well, you know what? I can't control this any longer, so I'm going to send it on up to the big guy.
Yeah.
There's also, I don't know. I guess there's the possibility that's he's just looking for an excuse. I don't know.
This could go in about three or four different directions, yes, but it's just not, whatever it is, it's not good. And I do believe he's legitimately injured. And there are guys like Grant Hill and Anthony Hardaway and a ton of players that played an extra 7-8 years, but just never really that great again. Obviously, he can still be great, but the question is, can he sustain greatness? He was great last night. One game doesn't get you anything. One game gets you 2.5 hours. You know, what we need is, you know, three or four more years.
That's what's so troubling.
You know? I mean, like,
after this game, does he need to rest for another week and a half?
Again. Yeah, not playing again tonight. So, but yeah, is it more than just tonight?
Right.
And then if they do make the playoffs, is he actually capable of playing four straight games, let alone, you know,
I mean, it
25 straight
feel,
games?
It doesn't feel like that's
The God's hand thing bothers me because a lot of, you know, I mean, the injuries are one thing, but it's why they traded Luka Doncic. They were afraid that his conditioning issues, his non-commitment would eventually at 25.
No question.
And the Sixers have just always let this fester. And play for sympathy ain't working. For
yeah.
Me.
All right, let's get the phones going. So obviously, if you want to comment on the Embiid thing, it's on the table. But the big thing is the Eagles, the Chiefs, and obviously, I ask you again: do you think we are underestimating the Chiefs a lot, a little bit? Where do you stand on that? Let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Embiid is ass. I can't stand him. How did he get a contract this offseason? Tell me, who did the physical?
Well, they probably didn't do a good enough physical.
It is. We probably don't talk about it enough. How unbelievable it is they gave him acceptance.
Yeah, they didn't do like a good enough physical.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
How? How did that slip by?
Guys, I don't have an answer to that.
God, he's just got such a great
reputation.
They even
did one? They probably are just like, here's the money, man. We don't care. You're fine.
Anything's possible.
Oh, It drives me nuts, man. Just get rid of him, please. Put him in the physical room. Let him do physicals on people. I can't talk about him. 1 in 125,000. That's the number Ross Tucker threw out there yesterday. You know what that is, Joe?
I do, and it's one of the more amazing things I've ever heard. The 17 straight wins in one score games, and that was the odds that a team would be able to accomplish that.
Correct.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
How do you arrive at that?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, you just keep multiplying out. I mean, you know.
Wow. Now, obviously, that is based on all teams and all that. Like, the Chiefs would have a higher percentage because they have Patrick Mahomes and all this type of stuff. It's not like an apples-to-apples type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand your point.
So, odds are, if it comes down to it, they're not going to win a one-score game. But
I don't think that's how odds work.
I don't. Eventually, he's got to run out, right?
Dan, go ahead. Make your point.
As far as the Chiefs, I don't think anybody's underestimated them, Joe. I think everybody around here respects the Chiefs. They know they're a good team. I just think that we are confident that we are a better team, and I think that it's a good mindset. It's the right mindset. It's not like, you know, a lot of years where we're like, oh, you know, we're better, and you kind of know that maybe we're not. But I hands down think we are a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs, all the way around except for the quarterback. I mean,
so here's you know, where okay, here's
thing.
The
Mahomes is,
yeah, here's
Mahomes
the distinction.
Is an amazing player, but
here's the distinction know. I'll give you, Dan. The hands down comment in there. I think the Eagles are a better team. I can't tell you I feel it in my bones in the way that I'd say definitely, hands down, no doubt. Like it's those little phrases that I hear some people say that tips me off that people are underestimating the Chiefs.
It's not underestimated. It's not about the Chiefs. I think we are hands down the best.
No, I know. I know you do. I know you do.
Particularly at the Chiefs, and we deserve to go in there and know that and feel that. And
sure.
And that's it. Yeah, the Chiefs are a good team, but they're not going to be on our level on Sunday.
Dan, I agree. I think they're a very good team. I think we're a very good team. I think we are slightly better. I think we can overpower them with our run game. I know that it's going to be a battle, a back and forth. And what they've done is they've positioned themselves to where when it's close, they let Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid just sort of take over. And you guys, hey, maybe Travis Kelce, you go figure out a way to find a hole in that zone and catch a touchdown to win this whole thing. They figure out those ways. But we can overpower our way to where they can't come out, where they can't dig out of a hole. I hope we get to that
question.
Point.
Yeah.
I think it's very possible we will. I think it's perceivable that our roster, the way that we've developed and improved this year, that's something that the coaches have talked a lot about. Yeah. The way these players continue to evolve. Man, our team is so much better than they were just halfway through the season.
I agree with that entirely. Dan, give me a big answer. What song should they come out to?
You need something with a good intro and then the words bang after that. How about Rough Riders by DMX?
You got it, man.